Now time for a locker room chat with Onega boys and basketball coach Luke Baxter after a couple games in this past week and ahead of Substate as well. Coach, we'll start off with your game against Valley Heights, dropping that one 62-44. Your thoughts on that game?
I didn't think we were really ready to play defensively in the first half against Valley Heights. And Valley Heights executed really well on offense. And really, I thought Valley Heights came out and did a lot of good things and got a big lead on us at halftime. I think they're up 21 or 22. And but I really liked the fight in our guys in the second half, especially like the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth. We really got after it. Cut the lead to 9 at the end of the third, and we had a lot of momentum, and the kids just played really hard. Missed 14 free throws in the second half. And honestly, I think if we make half of those, I think we might have came back and beat them. I don't know if we would have, but we would have put a lot more pressure on them. That 9-point lead at the end of the third would have been a lot less. And just missed a lot of free throws, and the fight was there, and the energy was there. Just couldn't quite get it done in the fourth quarter. They kind of just pulled away at the end, but. Saw a lot of character in our kids in the second half of that game, and they played really hard.
And then you guys were following that up on Monday against Rock Creek, falling against a 4A team only by 3. And you guys had a chance to win down the stretch. What were some of your thoughts about the end of the game?
Oh, in the game, we just kind of had some empty offensive possession. The kids played really hard, played with a lot of energy. Didn't back down, and we had our chances, got a big lead early, and let them score right before half to tie it up, but kept fighting down 2 at the end of the third, and then the fourth quarter we had a lead late, up 1, and made a great pass, and had a player that was playing really well, missed a bunny to take a 3-point lead with like a minute to go, and then they made a couple free throws, and we came down, and executed, got fouled with 7 seconds, and Jackson Colderman, who played a tremendous game, a lot of pressure, and they missed both free throws, and they got away, and they made a shot at the buzzer to beat us by 3, but tremendous effort, and we're just one play away from a big win for these kids, especially these seniors. They play so hard and been in a lot of games against good teams, big teams, and we're just a play away from a lot of them games from coming out of the W. So there's another one Monday. We're just really close, but kids played really hard. Really proud of their effort.
Yeah, a real tough one, but you guys have a chance to bounce back in Substate in the quarterfinal matchup against Bishop Seabury. Last time you guys played them was 2016, but you played them in 2015 as well. You guys split those matchups. What were some things you remember from those games?
Very competitive in 2015. We had a lot of talent then, and we went down there. They were young, but very, very talented team. And I remember we got up early and then got down late and found a way to come out there with a win. It was a good win for our kids. And then next year we lost 5 starters and had some talent, but younger guys just more than his experience. And they were Seabury was really good that year. And they came to Onega and they kind of handed it to us, beat us by about 26. They had a kid by the name of Mikey Wilcloth that I think he scored like 29 and 3/4. Really good player. And so we're a little familiar with them. We have one at their place. These guys were just little. They probably weren't even there. But we have one there, and they're a team that always has a lot of talent, and they play with a lot of energy. And I'm not sure they're excited to host us, but we're going to prepare for them going down there on Friday, and we're going to give them our best shot.
It should be a real competitive one and a lot of fun. Coach, thanks so much for your time, not just today, but for the entire season as well, and really appreciate it. You've been a lot of fun to talk to, and best of luck against Bishop Seabury coming up this weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot, and hey, thanks for all you do for high school sports, and really enjoyed talking to you this season.
That was Onega boys head basketball coach Luke Baxter here on Locker Room Chats, and brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust. Onega will be hosting Bishop Seabury coming up on Friday, 7 o'clock, in the quarterfinal round of the Substate Tournament. If they win, they'll be back at home as they host that Substate Tournament.